This is Akashvani, the news read by Anucha Kumar. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully launched its Earth Observation Satellite EOS-05 on board GSLV-F17 rocket from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh early this morning. After a 27-hour countdown, GSLV-F17 rocket with satellite EOS-05 lifted off at 2:55 a.m. from the second launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Center. This is a state-of-the-art Earth observation satellite and India's first imaging satellite from geosynchronous orbit, enabling advanced imaging across visible, infrared, multispectral and hyperspectral bands. The satellite will provide real-time imagery and help the nation in areas including agriculture and disaster management. ISRO said that the state-of-the-art satellite was successfully placed into sub-geosynchronous orbit about 18 minutes after it lifted off from the spaceport. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan said the mission will further strengthen India's Earth observation capabilities and improve the delivery of Earth observation services. Government has constituted a 31-member Joint Committee of Parliament on Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026. Lok Sabha MP Sanjay Jaiswal will head the joint panel. Prominent names from Lok Sabha in the committee include Bhartuhari Mehtab, Tejasvi Surya, Nishikant Dubey, A. Raja and Supriya Sule. From Rajya Sabha, Harshvardhan Shringla, Sanjay Kumar Jha, Praful Patel and Menka Guruswamy have been included in the committee. Both Houses of Parliament on 12th of August gave nod for referring the bill to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. The bill aims to amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act 2010. The objective of the bill is to make the use of foreign contributions more transparent and accountable. India has sent two more aircraft with relief material to Nepal to support the ongoing relief and rescue efforts in the flood-affected areas. External Affairs Ministry said both C-130J aircraft carrying 21.5 tons of humanitarian assistance landed in Kathmandu. The relief material was handed over to Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahabir Pun. The Ministry of Home Affairs will make available services of Central Forensic Science Laboratories, State Forensic Science Laboratories and Laboratories of the National Forensic Sciences University for DNA profiling of first-degree biological relatives of missing persons from India following the flash flood in Nepal. Ministry of External Affairs said first-degree biological relatives residing in India may have their biological samples collected and DNA profiles prepared at certain facilities. As advised by the Nepal Police, autosomal STR DNA profiling may be undertaken for the purpose of identification, subject to the technical requirements communicated by the Nepali authorities. The helpline number in this regard is +97 79841 616095. The DNA profiles, along with the preliminary information required by the Nepali authorities, may be sent by email to dnacode@nepalpolice.gov.np for comparison with DNA profiles obtained from unidentified mortal remains. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being observed across the country with religious fervour today. On the occasion, devotees observe fast, perform ceremonies and visit temples. Devotional songs and chanting is performed through the day and often late into the night. Temples and homes have been decorated with scenes depicting episodes from Krishna's life, such as his childhood in Gokul and Vrindavan. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to citizens on Janmashtami. In her message, the president said the life and teachings of Lord Krishna breathe new life into India's cultural heritage. In women's cricket, Indian team has entered the semi-finals of the T20 Asia Cup after a massive 137-run victory over Hong Kong in Dubai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.